From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a search for peace for Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting separately with his Iranian and Russian counterparts in Vienna. Kerry is taking part in informal meetings in the Syrian conflict with senior diplomats from Russia, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Austria, and the European Union. There are multilateral meetings planned for Friday. The talks notably will not include members of either the Syrian government or the main groups trying to overthrow it. Protests and attacks in Jerusalem eased Thursday, but tensions have flared in Hebron. A Palestinian man stabbed and wounded an Israeli border guard near a shrine in the city. The man then attempted to stab another security officer before Israeli forces shot and killed the attacker. In a second incident, a Palestinian man allegedly tried to stab an Israeli soldier in Hebron. Tanzania's Electoral Commission says ruling party candidate John Magufuli has won the nation's presidential election. The commission said Thursday that the CCM party's Magufuli defeated main challenger Edward Lowassa of the opposition Chadema party 58-40%. Lowassa rejected the official results of Sunday's election even before they were announced, citing alleged fraud. On Wednesday, the Electoral Commission in semi-autonomous Zanzibar nullified voting results there, citing gross violations in the voting process. The U.S. House of Representatives has elected Congressman Paul Ryan as its speaker. Speaker of the House is one of the most powerful positions in Washington and second in line of succession to the White House. This is VOA News.